just kind of.
Would you ever use taught?
Taught. Might, yes. Mm-hmm.
What is a child's nickname for a person who tattles or tells
tales? Tattletale.
I'm sorry?
Tattletale.
The sweet smelling parts of plants are the.
Is the stamens or something that have the sweet?
Well, in a more general, daisies and roses are both.
Oh. Fragrant? You think of words to describe?
I'm switching. Just a general term for daisies, roses, peonies. These are all.
I don't can't think what you mean other than you said if they had a good smell.
Well,
you say
I'm
that?
Thinking of the smelling part, but that's really not uh-huh. the technical part.
Uh-huh.
You might have a vase of cut
flowers.
That's what I think And in order to take these flowers from the bush, you say you're going to
pick some flowers.
A name for a child's plaything.
Well, like a toy.
If someone tells you something that you had suspicion all along, you can say,
I suspected that all along.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were a little more certain,
I knew that all along.
That's what I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
How else would you use new? Are there any other?
Oh. Mm-hmm. You might be just in connection with a question. I knew the answer. Another way it might be, I knew her for many years. Could mean associated with, she was a friend of mine. Yes, it's our two distinct meanings, aren't they? In a way.
All right, would you like to tell me about the word give?
Give. Give it today, gave it yesterday, and have given it many times.
The word begin.
Begin, begin, began, begun.
The word come.
I come today, I came yesterday, I have come many times.
The word see with the eyes.
See, saw, seen.
If you're going over a road where perhaps there's been construction work and there are big potholes and it's in pretty bad condition, you might say that road was all
rough. It had ruts, it was bumpy, it was rough.
Would you ever use torn up?
Might, mm-hmm. Yes, the road was torn up, yes I would.
Okay. You give her a bracelet, and then you tell her to go ahead and
wear it, put it on.
We're talking about the word do. Would you like to tell me a little
do,
bit?
Did, and done.
And in the present, he has homework every night.
He does his homework every night.
If you open a box, and it's empty, there's inside.
Nothing inside.
The opposite of nothing is?
Something.
It is a good one. I'm sorry we lost it.
Wait, I don't get just what you get.
If you're trying to say.
Good game? No?
It's. Well, I don't know how to do it. Would you ever say, it's such a good one, I'm sorry we lost it?
Yes, we use such that way.
Would you? Would you be likely to say that, or would you say something else?
Well, I use such in that connection. I have to say, that's such a little thing, I wouldn't get upset over it. Nothing like that.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. There is a song that says, I'll be loving you.
Always.
If we're talking about a length of time, we might say we've been doing this interview 4 o'clock.
Since 4 o'clock.
That was no accident. He did that.
On purpose.
Right. I am going to him the question.
I'm going to ask him the question.
Yesterday I
asked. I have asked many times. A lot of people don't put the ED on.
We're talking about the word fight.
Mm-hmm. Fight today, fought yesterday, have fought many times.
All right. He stuck a knife in the pig and then he it out.
Pull it up.
Now, would you count to 20 rapidly for me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right. And 20 plus 5 plus 2 is?
27.
Can you count to 20 as if you were playing hide and seek?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.